The beach that we're going to land on now looks to be very hot from here. We can't see it too well from our position here on this side of the superstructure, but we can see those geysers from bursting mortar shells and artillery shells being tossed up in the air. And also, the land just beyond the water, just inland of the beach itself, seems to be aflame. You can obviously hear this gunfire going on all around us. Now we are now inside the screen of warships. There's no more warships between us and the beach. We look out to the stern of us now, and there are hundreds of craft lying out there. But between us and the beach, nothing except a few amphibious craft that are on the beach disgorge their tanks, and some of these Amtraks and Higgins boats that have already let go their troops. They're still beached in there. As the water's being churned up quite a bit in between us and the beach now with the bursting of these shells. Amtraks are churning back and forth with their loads of Marines, and we can see one. It looks like a tank burning in there on the shore. The fire is burned down low in it. Oh, it's a Jeep on the shore that has been hit. Well, we can't say any more than that. Looking through our glasses now, we're just a couple of hundred yards off the beach. We can see these Amtraks pull up along the beach and dozens of Marines around each one of them performing their various duties, trying to free them if possible and get them back out to haul in more Marines. We can see lots of wrecked material over there on the beach. And you can no doubt hear the bursting of these shells bursting all around us. Looking out to our right now, we can see that Japanese destroyer and those Japanese LSMs. They are really wrecked and corroded. They're all rusty and completely out of use. Even if Tojo had any idea of using them now, he couldn't. Tojo isn't going to get much use out of this auto from here on in.